Nolan Finley, one of a kind, Detroit News editorial page editor, out with his thoughts about our Detroit Police Chief and Deputy Mayor, James Craig. And we're here to talk about that. Good morning to you, Mr. Finley. And I call you Mr. Finley because you are also my boss for my Monday column, which is out today.
It's Nolan, Paul. How are you this morning?
I am excellent, Nolan. And have you spoken directly to the chief?
Yes. Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm.
You were not sworn to secrecy like I was?
I am, but you asked the question. I can't tell you what he said, but I have spoken to the chief.
Okay. We spoke Friday. He said he's having a press conference today. He's going to separate the press conference with the first announcement because out of respect for the men and women of the Detroit Police Department and Mayor Mike Duggan, who we're presuming will stand alongside him for the first press conference and probably not for the second press conference. But you've just gone out and said in your newspaper column, James Craig will challenge Whitmer for governor.
That's what I expect him to say, Paul. That's what I'm hearing, and I do believe that's what he's going to do, and it's going to make for an interesting political season as we head into the 2022 election. I mean, these political seasons never really end. We had
a
brief respite, but here we go again. And you know, Republicans have been looking for a candidate to challenge Gretchen Whitmer, and I think James Craig is an interesting choice. We're going to make things fairly competitive here next year.
Do you think it's a good choice for the Republican Party?
I think it is. I think it is for a lot of reasons, and I'm working on a column on that right now, but I think it's a good choice. I mean, he comes from outside of politics, so he will avoid, hopefully, that Trump litmus test that the Republican Party seemed to have. He wasn't in politics in 2020. He was a neutral party as police chief, and so he'll avoid that, were you for Trump or weren't you for Trump? Do you believe the election results? Don't you believe the election results? All that stuff that otherwise would have tore up the Republican Party. You know, he sidesteps all of that, and he comes, he presents himself as a mature, thoughtful candidate, a man of great character at a time, I think, when Michigan voters will be looking for that.
Well, he's a no-nonsense guy who's never been afraid to speak out the way he feels. And that's a bit refreshing as well. He's a law and order guy. And I think there are a lot more people out there than we know who are aching for some law and order, but are, like so many, afraid to speak up because they'll get canceled.
Yeah, I think he's the perfect choice with all of this anti-police rhetoric going on, and you know, I don't think that's where the majority of Michigan voters are, not with a long shot, and I think people are concerned about this, and he's a guy who has walked just the right line on that issue. He has held his officers accountable while also standing up against this defund the police movement and this idea that all cops are bad, all cops are racist. James Craig's a cop, been a cop all his life, and I don't think anybody would get away with calling him a racist.
Absolutely right. Or get away with calling police in general overall as racists or bad or anything other than the hardworking citizens they are, trying to help society, not hurt it.
No, I think he'll stand in sharp contrast to a governor who feels she doesn't have to answer for anything. I don't think you'll hear James Craig saying, I've said all I'm going to say about, you know, my use of a private jet or just my husband's boat or any of the other stuff. I think he's going to bring a spirit of accountability to this campaign and to public office.
If people say, man, he's leaving early, I wasn't ready to hear these rumors that he was about to retire or announce his retirement today. I wasn't ready for that. But other than William Hart, as you point out in your article, William Hart was chief for 14 years, and so therefore James Craig has been the longest-serving top cop since the city began naming chiefs instead of police commissioners in 1974.
It's a tough job, and he stayed in it. I think he could have stayed as long as he wanted or as long as Mayor Mike Duggan was in place. I think everybody's satisfied with the job James Craig has done and with the innovations he's brought to the office. He has made an impact on crime in this city and on policing in this city. He's got very, very good relations with the community. The police are not an adversary force here like they are
right.
in some places, or perceived to be.
And mm-hmm. never lost control of the city, as happened in so many large cities. Pretty ridiculous what's happened in a lot of large cities across the country.
Right.
A majority of likely Michigan voters, 58%, said they have approved of Governor Whitmer's job performance. That, according to your own Detroit News commissioned poll from February 3rd to the 6th.
Well, but if you look deeper in that poll, you'll also see a majority are open to another choice. And again, that poll was taken before this whole private jet mess that she got herself into. And, I think there's room for a challenger, and we'll see. It's always difficult in Michigan to challenge an incumbent governor. An incumbent governor hasn't lost here since the 1960s, early 1960s. So that's a long, other than Jim Blanchard, and he was seeking a third term. So we've not denied a governor a second term in an awful long time. And so, he does have an uphill fight, and I hope he's prepared for it.
Nolan Finley, Detroit News editorial page editor on our Detroit Police Chief and Deputy Mayor James Craig, and there is no question, this we know for a fact, today will be a very big day in his life and in Detroit's history. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
See you later, Nolan. As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.